This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. The next 30 minutes of Wolves and Wolves only, as it is every Wednesday, 10 till 10:30, right here on Love Sport Radio. This is your team, your voice. And well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined this week on the Wolves Fan Show with Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to Jordan Russell once again. Jordan, you've got to be pleased, because after what was a slow start to the season for Wolves, they've now collected 10 points from their last 18 available, and an unbeaten run that has seen them climb upwards from when they were languishing, Dan, in the bottom. They were 19th. They are on a very good run at the minute, aren't they, Jordan?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we are at a point now with the team and, you know, where we're going with the season, that I think we're actually starting to gain a bit of momentum. A lot of Wolves fans, if you ask them, would still not be quite happy with A, where we are, and also the performances. They are definitely on the improvement, barring obviously that Man City victory. Take that out. We've been quite poor for large parts of the season, but like you say, we've got a nice unbeaten run going. We're collecting points, and yeah, I think, you know, we'll have a positive run now up to Christmas.
Yeah, a big theme of the show, Jordan, was obviously the last few weeks we were saying, oh, Wolves, they started the season very early. Obviously, their European adventure. Was it the second season syndrome? Was it that European hangover? They appear to be finding their feet now. It was Arsenal on the weekend, 1-1, which mirrored the result from last season, 1-1. And Arsenal haven't beaten Wolves in the last three games. Wolves, at the minute, it's fair to say, maybe of Arsenal's number at the minute. What did you make of that game? Because Arsenal took the lead. But I think that was a little bit, not harsh on Wolves, but maybe we could say unfair, because Wolves started very well. Then they had 25 shots at the Emirates, Jordan, which is a Premier League record that Arsenal have conceded at home in the Emirates.
Yeah, and, you know, first and foremost, it was, you know, look, take the result out of it. It was a very good performance, arguably as good as what we played at Man City, if I'm honest with you. Yeah, like I say, we went 1-0 down in the game, and you know, to come back from 1-0 down at, you know, top, well, you want to call them a top four, top six club, you know, you've done well to get out of the game with a point. So, in hindsight, really, you know, we should have got all three. I think that Leno made a couple of cracking saves from Doherty. Jota right at the end went through one-on-one and tripped over the ball. And, you know, any other given day, you know, we could have quite easily won that 3-1, 4-1. And I don't think really anyone could have argued with that.
Yeah, and well, they did get back into it, and it was 1-1. I don't know about 3-1, 4-1, but the thing is, Arsenal giving up chances, Wolves are certainly creating the chances, which is a good thing. But there's been a lot of draws, and I want to talk about that, Jordan. But first, a number of Wolves' goals at the minute are coming late in games. 86% of their goals scored in the second half this season. I don't know if, you know, they're comeback specialists, but, you know, Wolves obviously sticking at it. Is it just a case of, you know, once they start a game, the game's brighter, you know, then they're firing on all cylinders, but they seem to be really piling on that pressure late, don't they?
Yeah, we are, you know, we are finishing games very strongly, and I hate stats like this, but if, you know, if you're just taking the second half of the games into play, Wolves would actually be third, just behind Liverpool and Man City. You know, so it can tell a completely different picture. But I think that's been the biggest frustration for Wolves fans this season, is that the fact that we are starting games really slowly, and it takes us to going 1-0 down to actually get into gear, which is really frustrating, because our game and how we play very much is, you know, we are a very good counter-attacking team. We might not have all the you know, we don't have all the ball, but, you know, we do like to sit in and play to our strengths, which is pace and power on the attack, on the counter-attack. So it does suit us that, you know, we want to get ahead in games. But the fact that we've been starting slowly, it's where we probably are down on where we were last season, really. We were actually going ahead in games and actually just controlling them, yeah, which is what Nuno's all about. We want to control the game from the first minute to the 90th. I don't think, you know, you'll see Wolves ever go out and steamroll a team 4-5, 6-0. We're very much we want to control the game, you know, play to our strengths. So that is the one thing, hopefully, that, you know, going, moving on with the season, that we can actually change and start these games a bit brighter.
Well, you mentioned last season taking an early lead and managing to like control the rest of the game, see it out, dominate. And obviously, Wolves are starting slow this season. You know, very slow starts in games. They've now drawn 1-1 on 6 occasions. Is that the reason why? Is that one of the contributing factors, Jordan, that they're starting slow? You know, obviously it's a great stat in terms of, obviously, teams are struggling to break Wolves down, struggling to beat them, but Wolves themselves, they can't just turn those 6 games, those 6 points, those 1-1s into wins at the minute.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, even if you turn like 2 of those draws into wins, you know, we're 5th place in the league, and it paints a completely different picture to being 12th. So we're our own worst enemy. Like I say, I think last season we were keeping a lot of clean sheets, and like I say, we were winning games, you know, 1-2-0 and being relatively comfortably. Like this season, we conceding a few sloppy goals, and we really are shooting ourselves in the foot at times. And I think that the more the season goes on, I believe that, you know, we will start games better, we will start games quicker, and I think that it's only a matter of time that we start turning these draws into wins.
Yeah, well, Jimenez got the equalising goal, and not only was that the 10th consecutive Premier League games that Wolves have scored in, also it's 11 goals now in all competitions this season. He's only behind Sterling and Aguero. How key has he been? And obviously, Jordan, it could have been a lot more with those goals in the Southampton game, the ones that VAR chalked off.
Yeah, he's vital to how we play. I mean, when we signed him last season from Benfica, he was sort of come with a level of degree of pedigree, but he was very much their second striker, being on the bench and stuff. And there was optimism, but not too much really from Wolves fans. I mean, from the start of last season, he's just become pivotal to how we play. And I think this season, more so than even last season, he's very key to how we play. He likes to drop him. He's got a real good range of passing, which you wouldn't actually expect from him. He knows where the back of the net is, doesn't miss penalties, and he's a real catalyst for our team. And by all means, if you take Raul Jimenez out of Wolves, we would be considerably weaker.
Yeah, and I was going to say, is there too much reliance on Jimenez then? Because obviously sometimes, and you said it, Jordan, the stats are a little bit misleading. But you look at those, we said about the shots that Arsenal conceded in that game, 25 shots, but only 8 were on target. And the Arsenal fan show this week, they were quick to remind me that a lot of them were from target. They weren't maybe necessarily clear-cut chances. But is there a worry that all the chances Wolves are creating, you know, they're not taking them? And if it's not Jimenez, who else is it? You know, they need to spread it about more. They need to be more clinical.
Yeah, I think that with the, you know, at the beginning of the season, a lot of them, you know, a lot of us on the fan cast and the podcast really thought that it'd be Diogo Jota's year really for goals. He really finished the season last season really, really well, and again, he's such an important player for us when he's fit. You know, he's had a few injuries this season, and I think again, he's someone that will turn the tide with that. We obviously signed Patrick Cotone in the summer from AC Milan, who came with a decent amount of pedigree as well. But for some reason at the moment, it's just not quite clicking for him. I think it's a bit of us not playing to his strengths and him also trying to learn the Wolves way as such. So I think, you know, we are going to see better days out of him.
Yeah, let's talk Sorry, go on, Jordan. No, sorry, Muffin.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I think that, you know, come from a team with AC Milan, the fans were gutted to let him go. That's the one thing I always do when you're trying to play. Look at the team you're buying them off Twitter and see what the reaction is. So the AC Milan fans were gutted about it. So, you know, I do think we've got a player in there. I just think it's taken a bit of time to adapt.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think he's a player I watched for AC Milan, and the Wolves fans, not on his side, of course they're on his side, but is there a slight maybe worry or concern we're not seeing him? Because it does take time to adapt. You know, they have to be patient. What glimpses has he shown so far that he will? Because, you know, it is only November, and, you know, it's a completely different league, isn't it, Serie A to the Premier League?
Yeah, and one thing that I think, if you asked any Wolves fan about Patrick Cotone, would be that you can't fault his effort and his endeavour. Like, he makes loads of runs, he puts a shift in when he plays, and it's one of those where I think it's one of those scenarios where you just need a ball, you know, the ball's hitting on his backside basically and going in the back of the net, and you might see a real goal run from him. The reason why I think that Wolves fans are frustrated is the fact that, you know, we obviously signed Raul Jimenez last season with a level of optimism, and he super exceeded what we ever thought it would be. And he's become such a vital part of the team, as we've already discussed.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, when you spend a bit more, you know, when rather than a loan to buy, we've gone out and spent £23 million on Patrick Cotrone, and Wolves fans are expecting instant success. And like you say, sometimes it just doesn't happen like that. Doesn't mean you become a bad player overnight. I just think that, again, it's just taking that transition, it's just taking a little longer than probably what it did for Raul Jimenez, and that's where maybe some Wolves fans are giving him a little bit of unfair stick.
It won't be long before he'll be the main theme of the show when he's up and running, and he'll be absolutely flying. The confidence will be soaring. Jordan, I want to quickly go back to that Arsenal game just very quickly, because I did say, you know, Arsenal haven't beaten Wolves in three games now, and we know of the record Wolves had last year against that Big Six, and they just seem to, you know, the big teams, that Big Six, seem to be struggling against Wolves. What is it? What is that ingredient that Wolves have where people just really struggle to get? And we look at Arsenal, they just can't unlock Wolves. Why is that so?
I think, and again, I don't want to come across wrong when I say this, but I think with the top six teams, it comes across with a bit of arrogance, really.
Yeah.
They think, you know, you can steamroll any team, really. We've got all the quality. We line up 11-11 versus you. We're going to beat you every week. And it doesn't work like that. Like I say, Man City struggled against us last season. The only game Man City beat us last season was when we were down to 10 men after 10 minutes. Again, you know, I think that what's happening is that the top six don't give Wolves, and maybe even Leicester this year to some extent as well, the credit and the merit that they deserve. Where, you know, this weekend, I'm sure Jurgen Klopp and Pep Guardiola are analysing the hell out of each other. Whereas, you know, coming up against Wolves, they may not spend as much time for that. So I do think it's an attitude thing, really, with some of these bigger clubs, that they just think they can steamroll anyone who isn't playing in the Champions League.
Yeah, I completely agree. And now that Wolves are playing, you know, twice a week, Thursday, Sunday, but they're 5-6 unbeaten in the league, it's only got a turn for them, and they start turning those draws into wins. And what a big game it is on the weekend, because it is Wolves and Aston Villa. Jordan will be staying around tonight on the Wolves Fan Show. We're going to be covering that one, and we're also going to be looking at the massive Europa League game tomorrow night.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter, or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and I'm still joined by Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast on tonight's Wolves Fan Show right here on Love Sport Radio. And there is still time for you to join in the debate. What have you made of Wolves' game with Arsenal on the weekend, and how do you feel ahead of tomorrow night's Europa League game? Call us 0208 70 20 558 or tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Well, Jordan, it is a massive game tomorrow night against Slovan Bratislava, and we have to say, Jordan, Wolves should be feeling very confident at this one, because not only was it a brilliant victory beating Besiktas, 1-0, 93rd minute winner, they beat Bratislava over there. Now it's their home games, and we always say pick up your home games and you should be through. Wolves are in a very, very good position here, aren't they?
Yeah, it's looking a lot brighter than what it did after the first game against Braga, where we obviously lost and slipped up at home. I think that, like you said there and alluded to, Charlie, I think that when you're in Europe, you want to win your home games in your group and just don't get beaten away. So the fact that we've come away with 6 points out of the first three games, we're probably a point ahead of where realistically you'd think you'd want to be. So going into tomorrow's game, I think there's a lot of optimism and a lot of confidence around Wolves, and, you know, pick up 3 points tomorrow. And I think, you know, if we do pick up those 3 points tomorrow, we're going to be in an even better position than what we are now to qualify for the next stages.
Yeah, I know. And you pick up those 3 points, and we look at those three games, and it would be three wins. Could you predict this after four games? You know, not only that Wolves could qualify, they may even qualify, and they can rest players in those games. They've got to be not pinching yourselves, but this has turned out really nicely, hasn't it, Jordan, the position they sit in?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the picture will paint itself after tomorrow. I really do believe that, you know, and if we do end up getting the win tomorrow, like you say, realistically, we'll probably only need 1 point out of the next two games. You might even get away with not getting another point out of the next two games and get through. So, like you say, it would be good then to rotate and use some of the squad members should that be available. You know, we've got a few youngsters that Nuno likes and wants to breed into this team. So, I think that, you know, with those next two games in hand, it could work out that we can actually blood some of these youngsters into the games and rest some of the key members of the team.
Yeah, exactly. And you've still got Besiktas to come at home, and they haven't got a point this Europa League campaign so far. So, you know, it's looking very good for Wolves at the minute. You mentioned there, though, they could have the chance to rotate, bring that youth in. Is that something that Nuno will do? Because speaking to you and Rye from the Wolves fancast and watching Wolves, I know Nuno's not the biggest fan of rotation. He likes to work with that small squad. And not only that, obviously, Jordan, it is Aston Villa on the weekend. It's a massive game, and obviously they just beat you in the League Cup. Chance for Wolves to gain quick revenge there. But will you have one eye on that game or not really, because the Europa League is massive for Wolves?
I think he would be naive not to have a little look over his shoulder, you know, that game on Sunday, simply because of, as well, what happened in the Carabao Cup game, where we actually ended up losing to them. Granted, we played a lot of kids, and it'll be a much changed team on Sunday to what faced them at Villa Park last week. But I think that Nuno will have a look at a few of the players. You might see a few of them on the bench maybe tomorrow in mind for Sunday. So I think he will mix it up maybe tomorrow. But I think we'll be near enough full strength. I think that what Nuno will want to do is take nothing for granted, get the 3 points, respect to your opponent, and just solidify our place in that group and try and get out of it.
Yeah, Nuno's in a difficult position, because if he does have one eye on it, and he may have a small eye, but I think he's the ultimate professional, as are Wolves. They know that this is serious business tomorrow, and every game, the one that's the next game, is the priority. But it's a slippery slope, isn't it, Jordan? Because if Wolves don't get a result, because now after beating them and now being at home, you know, they're the favourites, the pressure's on them. If they don't get the result tomorrow and Nuno rotates, they'll be like, why did you rotate for Aston Villa? We've got a great chance here in the Europa League, and you've almost missed it.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's catch 22, isn't it? I think that it's one of those where you know, if you win the game after you rotated a few players, you look like an absolute genius. But you know, he took some flack last week actually after the Carabao Cup game, simply because you know, the fans thought it would be a much rotated team, but actually looking at that bench, whereas Villa had people on the bench to go and win the game should they needed to, we were putting even younger players on the pitch to try and change the game. So I think that he's got a little bit of criticism last week. So, you know, I think he will have that in mind as well, actually, that the fans still demand results. And I think that it is a results business at the end of the day. And I think that he might have just realised maybe he made a bit of an error last week against Villa in the Carabao Cup and go near enough full strength, like I said, tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, before we talk about the game with Villa, because obviously how much he changed it in the league club, you know, that will be on his mind. Doherty is expected to start tomorrow. Would you start him, Jordan? Could he be at risk of further injury?
I think it's one of those where if you've got a capable replacement for him and a suitable replacement for him, I think he will end up sitting out. Myself, personally, I think that what will happen is you'll probably see how we finish the game against Arsenal, where you'd have Johnny at right back and Vinagre at left back. Johnny's a right-footed left back, so you know he's more than capable over that side of the pitch. Vinagre gives us that added attacking option, and then with playing Johnny and Vinagre, it allows you to play Traore a bit further up at the pitch as well. So, and I think he will want to do that tomorrow with Jota being suspended for the game. So I think, you know, you'll probably see us line up with 3-4-3, and hopefully he gives Doherty a rest in mind getting ready for Sunday.
Yeah, well, Jordan, it is Slovan Bratislava. It is at home. It is at Molineux. European football back at Wolves at home. What are you making of this one? Because it's the first home game in Europe as well since that opening game when it didn't go so well. A nice chance to put that right. How's this one going to play out?
I think it could end up being a tricky night, depending on how we start. I mean, myself personally, I think that after watching Bratislava, you know, the game on BT, unfortunately, didn't go over there to watch it live. They are a capable team, but they're nothing that we should really be worried or, you know, anxious about coming to play at Molineux tomorrow. So I think that, you know, as long as it'll be a very professional performance, and I think we'll end up winning 3-0.
Oh, wouldn't that be just lovely? Obviously, those winning those three games, especially after that first home game where maybe it was just a bit overwhelming that first game. Well, it is Aston Villa, Jordan, on the weekend. This is a really big tie, because speaking to Rye last week on the Wolves fan show, and unfortunately, Jordan, I'll say it very quietly, I have to do the Aston Villa fan show, but we'll gloss over that. This game to them means massive, and they've said over the years, and I asked Rye about this, that the game's a little bit more heated than it was in the past. It means that little bit more. obviously both being in the Premier League, but he said years ago they'd play a pre-season friendly and it was all in good jest, and Wolves' obviously main rivalry was with West Bromwich Albion, and Villa's was with Birmingham. But now, though, there's just that little bit over the past few years, obviously Steve Bruce and what's gone on. Does it mean that much more, Jordan?
I think definitely in the last 5 years, it means a hell of a lot more than, you know, what it ever used to, really. I mean, I've always grown up with, like say, the West Brom rivalry, and the Villa fans will be, you know, with Birmingham City. And I've got a lot of Villa friends, as you can imagine. And I think over the last sort of 5 years, it has intensified. And the main reason for that is just the fact that we've been affecting each other's results, and the fact that, you know, we're in the Championship together, and we were both vying for promotion together in the Championship. We won the league. They didn't go up. We took a bit of the mickey out of them. And then, you know, it sort of stemmed and started from that, really. I do think, you know, it means probably more to the social media generation and the younger fans who get involved in Twitter spats and all that sort of stuff than probably what it does to other people. But I think it's just more so the fact of how much we've played them over the last 5 years, and not just played them, but how important and the magnitude of those games have been. Like you say, sort of, you know, 10 years ago, it was very much a derby, but there's never really much rivalry or intensity between Wolves and Villa fans. But it has definitely heated up the last few games that I've been to.
Yeah, well, one of the good things about playing your neighbours is, of course, bragging rights, Jordan. Aston Villa currently hold those because of the League Cup, and, you know, they've had the fun of it. But Wolves win this one, they'll say, oh, well, this is the one that really matters, it's the Premier League. They want the bragging rights in this one. Obviously, you mentioned the raft of changes that both teams had that night. They did go through. I'm expecting a completely different team and a completely different game, Jordan. Got to be right.
Yeah, and I don't think you can really look at that game last Wednesday now. I think it was, like you say, it was very much, both teams were much changed. And will it have, I mean, I'm sure the Villa fans on the show that you present with those guys will think, oh, it does have some bearing. But myself, personally, I think it has no bearing, really. It's going to be a completely different set of 11s playing against each other. And I do truly believe that, on paper, that if we Wolves turn up to the best of the abilities, we should have too much for them.
Yeah, it's a big game. They had back-to-back wins, then they've lost the last two. It is a huge game. Obviously, they wouldn't have played midweek. You would have. You're expecting, because it is back-to-back home games for you, though. Europe, they're not, and then the game on Sunday. You're expecting a good atmosphere, and you're expecting a win there then, Jordan?
I think, yeah, the atmosphere will be there from before kick-off. I think, you know, you're going to hear, you know, it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere, and anyone that's a neutral fan or isn't going, I'm sure will be tuning in to Sky Sports to watch it, because I think it will be an absolute barnstormer of a game. In terms of the game itself, like I say, I think as long as Wolves turn up and we play to our best of our abilities, they obviously have some quality players in that team, but, you know, understanding that Jack Grealish might be out of that team, who would obviously be a massive miss for them. I mean, you know, if he's out of the team, it makes it even harder for Villa, in my eyes, to get anything out of the game.
Yeah, and because obviously we can't go on that League Cup game, you know, we're expecting different sides. What have you made of Villa so far in the Premier League, them having their first season there? Is there a way that they can hurt you, and where can you hurt them, Jordan?
I think that from what I've seen of Aston Villa, I think John McGinn's taken the league by absolute storm. You know, scored some fantastic goals, and you know, the Villa friends that I speak to about him, they absolutely love him, and there's no reason why there was room. You know, you can understand why Man United were in for him in the summer. Actually watching him more and more in the Premier League, he's been a great player. In terms of where that can possibly hurt us, I mean, I don't really rate Wesley that much, but like I say, we've got some defensive frailties, especially with Bolly being injured, fracturing his ankle. So, you know, Wesley could cause some issues and some threat. He's obviously a big guy, and Connor Cody can be a bit vulnerable at times to playing against a big, strong target man. I think where we can hurt them is very much sort of in their fullback positions. I think that they are quite, you can get at them. I think they are quite weak there. And I think that what you'll see on Sunday is we'll play 3-4-3 and play, you know, get the wingers going, get the wing backs overlapping, and I think that's where we're looking to win the game, and that's where I believe we'll win the game as well.
Well, Jordan, you're on the hot seat. What's your score prediction?
I think 2-0, if I'm being honest with you. I think we need to score early to get control of the game, and if we do score early, I think we'll completely control the whole game of it all. I think the longer it goes without Wolves getting in the lead, the edgier it becomes. It could change the dynamic of the game a little bit. But I think if Villa come out to try and beat us and play us, you know, play football against us, I think we'll beat them. I think we're too much for them. If they sit in and try and pick us off on the counter-attack, it could really be a very interesting game.
Well, Jordan, you're sounding confident, which is the perfect ingredient for you to get those bragging rights off your mates. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. Please check him and them out. This has been the Wolves Fan Show every Wednesday, 10 to 10:30, right here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.